This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mahoney. Pentagon says that the U.S. will deploy additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Trump renewed threats to send captured Islamic State fighters to Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war, and we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war, and they can try them, do what they want. So far, they've refused, and at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you either take them back or we're going to let them go at your border.
Mr. Trump said Friday he is continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria, saying the U.S. had done the world a big favor by eliminating the terror group's self-declared caliphate and that it was time for other countries to then step up. In February, after tweeting that the IS caliphate was ready to fall, the president took allies to task over their reluctance to repatriate the captured fighters. Obviously not the first time the president has chastised Washington's European allies.